Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Hello, this is Flames from Crimson Guardian. Amazon.com has some amazing deals, and you can help support the TagCast podcast by going to their site, TagCastPodcast.com. And click on their Amazon link on the top of their page. Have a fucking great day.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Shit, man. Get out your popcorn and your $8 soda.
Yeah.
Because we're going to the movie.
It's got to have
Old Maid
involved.
Hello and welcome to the TagCast podcast, episode number 25. My name is Terry Guile, and this is my co-host.
I am Jimmy Carl Gatch, the Indian of the podcast.
And he's my Indian.
Whoa!
Hey, everybody, welcome to Friday's episode. We got some We Have Guns going in the background. We're going to be playing Verminfest tomorrow.
Nice.
So Verminfest. Check that out.
Sweet.
Hey, we got a special guest on the episode today. Who do we got, Dustin?
We got Flames, Sean Quinette, otherwise known as AKA Flames.
Wow, how fitting then, because this song is about the movie Fire in the Sky. Travis Walton was abducted by aliens.
Wow, I did not know that.
This song is actually called, I think, called something about Travis Walton, but it says Fire in the Sky. That's Flames.
Yes.
Hey, Flames, what's up?
What's going on?
Not much, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
It's Friday. It's Friday, at least.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretend it's Friday.
What do you got going on this weekend?
Got a show in Sweet Home this weekend.
Nice.
At the Psycho Fest.
Nice. Over there, Psycho Fest 3.
All right.
We
Psycho
are...
Stock.
Sorry. Oh, Psycho Stock 3.
Psycho
That's right.
Stock. My bad.
We are actually sponsors of Psycho Stock 3.
You know where that is? It's at Sankey Park.
Oh. I do not know where Sankey Park is, but I know where Sweet Home is.
It's a real Sankey part of town.
Yeah. They're playing in the same town as those country people just played in.
The Jamboree. It was Charlie frickin' Daniels' band. Was
he
there.
The headliner?
I don't know.
Did you
I
go over there, Flames? Did you go?
No, I don't.
You ever been over there?
I don't do country music.
My friend, he said he went over there and he was just going to hang out at the lake and swim.
That's cool. That's a lot funner than going to see a country show.
Yeah.
We did get some extra business at the Brownsville Car Wash from a lot
nice.
Of trailers and stuff coming through of campers, and had an irate country-loving chick that I wanted to call the C-word, but I didn't. She was not nice.
You were going to call her a quarter?
No, that's a Q-word. I was going to call her a cork. But anyway, she was not nice, and I was very nice.
Accommodating.
Very accommodating. Here's how it kind of went down. I said, so it's not working? And she's like, no, it's not. And I was like,
ew.
Well, how much money did you put in? She's like, I put in like $5. And I was like, okay, well, I'll put $5 back in, and I'll try to get you up and running. So I go in there, and I get it running, and I come back out, and she's like, are you out of soap? And I'm like, I don't think so. Why? And she's like, because there's no soap. And I go, well, you've got it on rinse, so you have to have it on wash. She's like, I know that. I meant from the brush. You have no foam. go, we have to have it on foaming brushes. She goes, I did, and it was working, and then it wasn't. And so I turned it on, and I went, it seems to be working fine right now. Sorry that you're so upset. Jeez, lady, why don't you go listen to Jason Aldean or whoever the fuck that was? He went to their concert. And then I go to take the money out after I gave her $5 more, and there was only $8 in there. So that meant she only put in $3, and she lied to me.
That bitch.
I'm banning her from the car wash. By the way, if you need to get your car washed, come on down to the Brownsville Car Wash in good old Brownsville.
It's like, what, 5 minutes off of I-5 there? Shit,
not even that if you drive faster. It's only like four
you
miles.
You can't miss it. I mean, it's, you know, right across from the Chevron.
Yep.
Sometimes there's some rock and music going on there, too.
And then I think it was
vacuum.
I think it was because of her country that... then the outside bay started malfunctioning and the pump was surging and it's not working correctly. And now it's down because the lady, she probably sabotaged it or something.
That cunt.
Mad at her. But anyway, yeah, that's what I had to deal with because of those country bumpkins. But speaking of country bumpkins, I know we mentioned this at the beginning of every episode, but we'd like to give a shout out to our main sponsor, Complete Ag Resolutions.
Yeah.
Out of Shed.
Stan
Cusick and and company.
Have you ever been out there, Flames?
I have not.
Go fix up your combine.
Yeah, do you have a combine?
No, I don't.
Well, I would like to suggest that you go over to Complete Ag Resolutions and buy one.
I'll get right on that.
All right.
Thank you.
Right. You need your air conditioning in your wind rower adjusted?
Not at this time.
Okay.
Maybe by next year.
Right on. So go check them out if you got any farm equipment or anything that needs working on, or if you just need to talk to a friend. Stan's a good guy just to talk to.
Yeah.
So go over to facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Check them out. They're our sponsor. We love them, and they kind of like us.
Yeah. So, Flames, you are a drummer. You know, we've known you for quite a while, and... You know, and you play drums with
this guy. Who is this dude?
With a Crimson Guardian, right? You know,
correct.
And you played a lot of shows. Which shows stand out to you?
I'd have to say the very first show we did with Sons of Confusion.
Oh, wow.
Was probably the best turnout ever.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was
probably one of the most memorable times. But that was also my first show.
Yeah, that was a fun show. And it was the first round?
Bogies.
Well, it was, bogies at that time. Yeah. Yeah. That was always a fun place to play. I loved playing there.
Wasn't that at the American Legion Bingo Hall?
Yeah, that's where it was. I tried to go down there to play bingo one time, and it was closed. Those fuckers.
Bingo!
I know.
I went to play bingo. Me and Dan went to play bingo with Ron and Joy up in Salem, and it was pretty fun. I actually got to yell... Bingo!
Nice.
I won $27, but we spent like $35.
Nice.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
Some people were winning like $800 on some blackouts and some 250s. A bunch of 250s got given away. And it was fun. We were eating candy and hanging out with our friends.
Nice. Yeah. It wasn't Canadian candy, was it?
Oh, no.
Now, Flames came over the other day, and I gave him one of those bullseyes.
What'd you think?
I actually liked it.
Well, you can have the whole bag.
Well, you did spit it out, though, right?
Well, yeah, because you wanted to give me some potato chips.
Oh, I wanted to give you some chicken chips. So I was like, get that molasses flavor out of your mouth so I can hurry up and give you a chicken chip.
Have you opened the peppermint knobs?
I have not.
How about the medley of...
Climax mix?
Yeah, the Climax medley.
I have not.
And that's
the jam jams. Jam jam.
Maybe we should open the jam jam.
You want to try a jam jam?
Not really, but I will just for Adrian Bacon, Kevin Farrell.
Right. We'll break them out on
Monday.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. I like Mondays.
You know what I did this weekend, but not really, but it's just a topic of discussion. I went out and I bought a pet. Do you have any pets, Flames?
I do.
Yeah. What kind of pet do you have?
I have an eclectic parrot.
Oh, really? A parrot?
Yes.
Have you ever thought about getting this parrot tattooed?
No, I couldn't do that to her.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, I don't see anybody, like, getting a tattoo and going, dude, did that to me. I mean, maybe the bird wants a tattoo.
Dude did that to me.
Well...
You know, I'm talking about, like, cats or cows or, like, dogs, you know? I mean, they'd be great practice for tattoos, right? So why don't people use those? And then they could be like in the show, dog shows, showing off their tattoos.
I want to give my cat a tattoo, a cat-too. I'm going to shave my cat, and then I'm going to put a tiger on it. I'm going to paint tiger stripes on
it. Tattoo.
Is yours a parrot? What kind of parrot is it?
An eclectic.
I thought you were just trying
I thought you were just commenting on his musical tastes.
Does it talk like this?
Does it?
No, it just it screams a lot.
Does he like collect weird things? Is that why he's eclectic?
Well, it's actually
he's eclectic.
An eclectic, actually.
Like he likes bagpipe bands and also heavy metal.
Would that be eclectic? Like music.
Oh. So it's electric, is what you're saying, right?
No.
No, it's not electric.
He has a bad ear, so he might misunderstand some certain things that you might say, like eclectic. And he doesn't really know a lot of big words either.
Yeah. Well, it's actually eclectus.
Oh, eclectus. Okay.
Eclectics Maximus.
Yeah.
Eclectic.
Oh, man.
Eclectic.
She's pretty colorful. She's got like four different colors, red, blue, yellow, green.
So it doesn't really need tattoos.
Oh, no.
All right.
No.
Maybe just one on the neck, though. Maybe just the bird's name on the neck.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't be able to see it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's got a
what
small
if you
neck.
Plucked all the feathers off of it?
It would look pretty ugly, I'm sure.
Well, it'd just be like
I
one
just
of those.
Meant around the neck.
Right? Yeah, a ringless bird. Like one of those red ring pheasants or whatever.
Plus, I think that my wife would kill me.
Oh, is it her bird, actually?
Yeah.
Kind of. But now it's yours by proxy.
Yeah.
Or you've adopted it, I guess.
I've adopted it. It puts up with me.
Well, that's nice of it.
Yeah.
Don't call her it. That's mean.
Does it ever repeat what you say?
No, she don't talk right now.
Oh.
Is she ever going to?
Is she doing a silent treatment or something?
We hope so, because the screaming's getting a little bit annoying.
How long have you had it?
She's had it for probably 3 years.
So why would it all of a sudden start talking now after 3 years, though?
Well, I thought maybe it talked at first, and then it said something at the same time as her, and she jinxed it. And I was waiting for you to say its name. Can't talk.
I'm not sure on that, but I think it has a lot to do with the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Around it. I mean, she only feels comfortable with my wife. You know, I can't pick her up anymore like I used to, and now she just bites me if I try.
Does she ever like whistle or anything cute like that? Like
no. No whistle. We've been trying to get her to talk, but she's just reluctant to talk.
You got to be careful what you say though.
Hey, maybe she's autistic.
You got to be careful what you say around parrots when they repeat stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck off!
You're going to get in some trouble.
Yeah.
Fuck off!
Especially with a kid coming. That's all we need is the bird to teach the kid.
Fuck off!
Words.
Well, I heard one story of this guy who and his wife who had a bird, right? And they got into a fight. And usually when they got into a fight, she would go and slam the door and leave. But this time, she went and slammed the door. Wait. No, usually she would go and slam the door and leave, and then this time he went out the door and slammed and left, and the bird said, "Fucking bitch!" And so the wife knew that's what he usually said when she went storming out of the room.
Busted. Snoop Lion.
I know, Snoop Lion. Did you hear about that flame? Snoop Dogg changed his name to Snoop Lion.
I did.
You did?
Yeah. Wow.
That's awesome. Yes. Yeah, you must have heard it on our podcast.
What do you think about that?
Well,
he's going to be a reggae.
I don't understand why he's got to change his name so much.
Well, he did. This is only the first time, right?
Well, Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Oh,
and
okay.
And then Snoop Dogg.
But what about P. Diddy?
Snoop Dizzle.
Him too.
Snoop
and
Dizzle
then
was
Snizzle
one?
Dip Dobby. I don't know.
And do you know he invented the word drizzle?
Yeah, for umbrellas.
Yep.
For drizzle. I thought you were going to say he invented umbrellas. And you're like, what for? For drizzle, my nizzle. He's doggy style.
I was watching this show the other day. It was called How the States Got Their Shape or whatever. Have you seen that?
Oh, sorry. No, I haven't.
They were talking about Utah because Utah, you know,
You talk about Utah.
The Mormons, they wanted to marry more than one, you know, right? Yeah. And so they didn't want to make them a statehood. And so they made them a territory, and they discovered, like, silver on the one side. And they didn't want Utah to have that, so they just cut it right there and gave that land to Nevada.
They didn't want Utah to have that?
Yeah. And then they found gold on the other side, and they cut that and made it Wyoming or Colorado or whatever.
I was going to give it, but I don't want Utah to have it.
Yep. Bam. They don't
wow.
get nothing.
Informative.
Yeah.
I say.
And then, yeah, that's how they got their shape. They had a long-ass marathon, though. I watched it for, like, 6 hours in the background, and not once did I even see anything in the Northwest.
You know those stickers that are on the back of usually vans that have the stick families?
Yeah.
I make fun of them, but I have one on my van, but it's cool because the dude's missing his leg. And then there's, like, two cats, which are our cats and all of our kids and stuff. Well, I saw one from Utah that had a dad at the top, and then it had a wife and three kids, and then another wife and two kids, and another wife and three kids, and another wife and two kids.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's like a polygamist sticker of some sort. But speaking of the Mormons and religion and stuff, we don't touch on it too often, but when we have guests in the studio, we like to ask, what... Are you a religious person? Do you like to go to church? Have you been raised as a Christian? Were you raised as a Catholic? Are you a Jew? What are you?
Well, I was raised as a Baptist.
Ah.
But.
Southern Baptist?
No.
Pentecostal?
Southern man.
Okay.
Better.
Just regular Baptist church.
Yeah.
Church.
Yeah. And just over the years after seeing all the hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
Events that happened in my life that were based around religion, where
or lack thereof.
Well, it just no. I
you just kind of fell out of it.
Yeah, I fell out of it. I just it didn't. It kind of had a lot of hypocritical events.
It didn't fit your view of what was going on.
Exactly. I had read the Bible and the way. That the people that, you know, ministers of churches lying to, you know, public
yeah.
law officers.
And for money.
And, it's just, it's sad to see that considering,
yep.
you know, that they're supposed mm-hmm. to be men of God and
yeah.
We are human, we all have our faults, but,
mm-hmm. but
at the same time.
Don't take advantage of people's... like weak-mindedness to, you know, I don't know if that's what you're getting at, but that's kind of what I'm getting. Like
well,
they pray
person,
on the weak.
Right?
They pray on the weak.
It's
for money.
Yeah.
Well, not just that. I do think that happens. But my thing was, we had a minister that lived across the street from us.
Mm-hmm.
They had a company that was there all day. When they left that night, they ran into my car.
Ooh.
And my dad seen him. We called the police the next morning. The pastor denied having company
huh.
that day. We all seen the car parked
wow.
in the driveway.
You know what that's called?
That's pretty...
He pastorized you.
That's pretty bad.
It's lying for Jesus.
Yep.
Is what it is.
Snoop lion.
It's a lying for Jesus. No, I was raised in a Christian pretty much... I don't know what you call it, Presbyterian,
uh-huh.
just Christian basic shit, you know, and I kind of had a strong belief in God and thought that I had a lot of faith. And I kind of took the same adage as I've heard George Carlin talk about, that he was raised as a Catholic and he pretty much believed it until he got old enough to think for himself and realize that it was a bunch of bullshit,
yeah.
you know, and then it kind of changed after that. But the reason I asked... Have you guys heard of a lot of like the new non-denominational, you know, we're not Baptist, we're not Christian, we're just non-denominational, we just preach the word and what we believe in God. Well, there's
non-affiliated.
There's this dude from Florida. He's a tattooed ex-biker, ex-Hell's Angel, ex-drug addict.
Uh-huh.
He's the leader of Fresh Fire Ministries, Flames, Fresh Fire. So, people are trying to get him banned from the country. He has these violent healing tactics that people say are potentially harmful.
And you slap people upside the head?
Check this out. This guy's name is Pastor Bentley. I don't know if he drives one or not, but in one interview, Bentley claims that the Holy Spirit told him to kick an ill elderly woman in the face with his biker boot. Just as my boot made contact with her nose, she fell under the power of God.
That's awesome.
He's a 36-year-old ex fucking Hell's Angel. In another video segment, the preacher claims he cured a man of both cancer and a broken sternum by punching him in the chest. A physician has said that he's concerned by Mr. Bentley's methods, really? And he would urge people to stay away from him. And he has been banned from the UK, even though he's from Florida. They say his visits can do nothing but harm. They don't want him there. At age 15, he was convicted of sexually assaulting a 7-year-old.
Wow.
And he's a former Hell's Angel, a former drug addict. What? And he's from Canada, weirdly enough, so he's a dick. And he began to receive international attention when he became a key figure at the Lakeland Revival. And it's a revival in Florida, and over 400,000 people attended this revival.
So what? So you're just hitting people and...
He's punching him, kicking old sick ladies in the face with his biker boot, and oddly enough, she fell under the power of God. I doubt if it was a unconscious concussion.
That makes sense.
And then he also was fraught with more controversy when he left his wife for a church intern who he'd been having an affair with.
What happens when you're exiled from everywhere, though? He's exiled from Europe, right? He's banned from England.
I don't know.
What would happen if you just got banned from everywhere?
You have to go to Mars. I heard the government dropped a big chunk of change just to get someone out there, a little rover or whatever. Maybe he
red
go.
Rover, red rover.
Now here's the little bit of a topper on the story. He told an audience that he had a hand in bringing 33 people back from the dead. And though his techniques were unclear,
more than one hand.
20 of these cases, he said, was medically verified.
By who?
By medical people. I don't know. It doesn't say.
Dr. Phil?
Yes.
Dr. Oz.
I am a doctor. My name's Dr. Terry Guile. And in the studio tonight, we have Dr. Sean Quinette.
Yes.
Resident in charge at Corvallis Feed and Seed. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But that's just a little story to let you know the crazy shit that's going on with people who say that they're religious and they're church people.
Yeah.
They're punching old ladies in the face.
That's crazy,
though.
They're
kicking people in the chest to cure cancer, and it worked.
How is that? I would like to see the medical verification on that.
Medically verified.
I'd have to say I'd have to see it too. For
Speaking of them medical verified, I guess Virginia is not the South, but they still kind of hillbilly-ish. The dude from Lamb of God, he got out of jail.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yep. And he said while he didn't receive any special treatment while he was in the jail for 5 weeks in Prague, Czech Republic. Did you hear about that story?
I heard a little bit about it, but...
So he said that he did have to sign a few autographs for some fans in there, and he just basically stayed in his cells, wrote a couple songs, worked out, and he said he will return for trial if he has to, and he gave his condolences to the family and said that he didn't even know anything had ever happened until he got arrested 2 years after the incident, so... I don't know.
And now they're covering Tool's prison sex.
And now he had to pay $400,000 bail. And he said it's not about the bail. He said that's not why I'm going back. But that's 2 years' salary for him.
Flames, did you ever push anybody off stage when you were a member of the Midnight Thrashers?
No.
Who's the Midnight Thrashers?
I wasn't actually a member. I just used to hang out with them.
Oh, you used to hang out with the Midnight Thrashers. We're a gang in Lebanon. Are they still a gang over in Lebanon?
Nah.
No?
They're all grown up now.
Were they a rival gang of the Hatchets?
No.
Do you remember the Hatchets?
No.
It was a rowdy bunch of teenagers led up by Pat Wambacher, Lance Thill. I believe a young man named Ron Ferris might have been a Hatchet, too. And,
nice.
And right when you're coming into Lebanon over that hill, if you're coming like from Brownsville or wherever, and you turn, and they got those new big houses right there.
Yeah.
Well, those houses didn't be there. They didn't used to be there. There was just a field, and there was one tree right in the middle of the field. That was a hatchet tree. And they told me that. I was like, why is it a hatchet tree? And he's like, because he's standing alone. He's out there all by himself. He's a hatchet. That's a hatchet tree. Which didn't really make sense, because if you're a gang, you're like security in numbers, right? You're not just one hatchet standing out there. And it's so ironic for
a tree. But do you think if somebody would have cut down the tree, is that when the gang kind of dispersed?
I don't know, but I didn't realize the irony until today that it was a tree. Was called a hatchet. A hatchet could be the death of a tree. Just ask true. George Washington. Fucking hack that fucker down.
I saw some Amish people on TV the other day, and they were cool with texting.
Really?
Yeah. They were doing a business in a market. They had like meats and stuff. And the guy was like, look, you know, you gotta have a phone to do business. You gotta do the computers and stuff. You got to have the meat slicers. And then they interviewed his kids, and they were like, yeah, we do texting.
No, they're not really.
And they're like, well, you must have the cool dad, huh? And they're like, yeah.
That's kind of odd for them.
But I guess there's different stages of Amish, right? You know, you'd have the people that were like pushing the boundaries. I mean, some people probably wouldn't accept them and would probably kind of shun them in the society. But if you separated your business from your home, I think is what he was getting at. You know, if you still live your whatever lifestyle, but you also have to fucking earn a living. And that's why some of them are making fireplaces.
I love those Amish fireplaces at Costco. I want to get one, but I already have a stove.
Yeah.
And it burns wood, and it's way cheaper than electricity.
I got some questions here from some people. I sent some messages to people today, and I asked them if I should ask you any questions.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He got responses.
And so first one comes from Jared Ann, and he said, when did you begin drumming?
Well, I started...
You were in school, right?
I was about 9 years old.
Uh-huh.
10. Pots and pans. Maybe. Nine. No, I was nine.
Mm-hmm.
Elementary school. Played all the way through middle school.
Mm-hmm. First chair? First and second chair?
Third off and chair? On.
Yeah.
First stick.
First stick?
Brady was first chair a lot.
Uh-huh.
He was always better than you, right? No.
No, he actually started playing a year or two before I did.
Yeah.
And
you played through high school, right?
No, I didn't play it.
Oh, you didn't
any
play
music in high school. I wanted to go into metallurgy. So I did the metal shop. I did small engines.
Metallurgy.
Yeah.
And I just put off music. I shouldn't have. I regret doing it. I was taking it, and I changed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't actually go to a class. And then...
Sorry, I was just giving you some music to talk over.
And I quit for a long time. And a buddy of mine pushed me to start playing again. And next thing you know, I bought a drum set in 2006 and been jamming ever since.
So it's basically the opposite of Lamb of God. The dude pushed you onto the stage. And you began living.
Yeah. Yep.
He helped me realize that that's what I wanted to do. I'm not very good myself.
What?
You know, it takes time.
No, you're just being humble, and we're our own worst critic.
Well.
That is the truth. All right, I got some. Here's another one from Mr. Lance T.
A question.
How did you get your name?
Oh, boy.
Sean Quinette.
Is that a secret?
The name Sean Quinette?
My parents gave it to me.
All right.
He came out of a vagina, and all of a sudden they'll say, Sean.
Are you talking about my nickname?
Nickname.
I'm not sure. Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah. Flames.
Flames came from the blue flame.
Yes, the lighting of gaseous clouds. Right?
Yes.
The lighting of gaseous clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the name of the episode now?
And do you like Flaming Cheetos?
Not a real big jalapeno guy when it comes to my chips.
Yeah. What about chicken chips? Did you enjoy the chicken chips?
Fire!
Fire!
The chicken chips tasted really good. It's like Thanksgiving.
Stovetop.
They did without taste like the Thanksgiving. All right. There's. We got another question from a Mr. Adam Q.
Oh, shit.
And he says... to ask you, who is your coolest brother or your favorite metal band?
Well, both my brothers are my favorite, but...
that's impossible.
I don't know. Just at a... my favorite metal band is Victims.
Wow.
Victims?
Yeah.
You better be more... decay. There you go. Because there's a band now from Sweden called Victims. Mm. So not to be confused with the real band, Victims, who actually tours and has albums out and stuff. He's talking of Victims of Internal Decay.
Yes.
A.K.A. Void. Well, that's a nice thing for you to say. I can't agree with you, but for how could I not agree with you? It's, you said it was your favorite, you know?
Yeah.
But,
yeah. And I'd have awesome. To say after that is probably... yes. I would have to say Maiden.
I thought Maiden really was going to come like first.
You know, I like a lot of the like 60s rock, mm-hmm. 70s rock, and 80s metal.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Poison.
All right. And this is a question from me. All right.
From me to you.
Did Scrappy Doo ruin Scooby Doo?
Definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Maybe why? What was the deal? What's the deal with that?
It took away the spotlight from Scooby.
Raw.
Raw, raw.
I can't remember that. Right? I heard, like, have you seen any of the newer incarnations of Scooby-Doo?
Oh, yes, I have.
Who's the new character that they're, like, somebody was talking about some new character, and she was called, like, Baby Boop, or I don't even, that's probably not even anywhere near close to right, but.
Baby Huey?
No.
Baby Huey?
I haven't heard of any new characters.
Huey.
I've heard of the old characters, just Huey. Younger.
Yeah. Like, do they have Scooby-Doo kids or whatever? Like, little Scooby-Doo, like, Muppet
Yeah, when
babies.
They were young.
Yeah.
Just, you know, when they first started.
Now,
mystery.
Here's a question for you. You ever watch Speed Buggy?
Oh, yeah.
Now, wasn't that just fucking Scooby-Doo with a car instead of a dog? The mechanic was basically Shaggy. I think it was probably Casey yep. Kasem. They had the surfer guy that looked just like Fred, who always drove it, and two chicks, a redhead yep. and a brunette.
Yep.
It was like, oh, we got a hit with this dog. Chibat. Let's do one with the cars. And then you swear the mechanic was a stoner. He was like John Stewart from Half Baked or whatever.
It's better with weed, man. Yeah.
Oh, not John Stewart, that Baldwin guy, Stephen Baldwin. He's working on a car or something. He's going to make a bong. Get me an avocado and some duct tape. And it's like, trust me, I've made a pipe with less. Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Hell yeah.
Scooby-Dooby-Dooby-Dooby.
I'm surprised that my little godson doesn't like Scooby-Doo.
Have you ever watched it with him?
No, he likes SpongeBob and Yo Gabba Gabba.
Everybody loves SpongeBob's.
You know what I found out about SpongeBob? That was originally written... Sponge Boy, SquarePants, and there was a copyright infringement with some other Sponge Boy, so they changed it to Sponge Bob.
Hmm.
You know, if you really watch those episodes, some of the content, I don't think kids could even understand.
There's a lot of little references for the adults that have to watch the children, and I've heard some Zappa references. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of pop
Pantera
culture.
Was on their soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah, it was an instrumental.
Jack Black was on Yo Gabba Gabba.
Nice.
So was Fred Armisen, and I saw that bitch from The Office, the blonde-haired chick.
Angela?
Yeah. Yeah, all those people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Have you ever been salmon fishing, Flames?
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Have you ever caught one?
I have one.
Right on.
I have a one.
I have a couple.
Have you ever
one.
Held one in your hands?
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Have you ever slapped someone across the face with a large fish?
No, but there's times where I wish I could.
All you're missing is the fish?
Yeah.
We were down on the river the other day, and we found a little dead trout. It was probably about an 8-incher, and it was just laying up on the on the bank. I don't know why it was up there or how it got there. It was dead, though. And then our little buddy that we've been taking care of, Jaden, he found it, and it's like, oh, fishy. We're like, yeah, it's sleeping. And then he kept going, oh, put it with the baby fishy. So we threw it back in the river. But it's a nice little trout. I would have thrown it back if I would have caught it, but I don't know why. I can't figure out why it was out there.
Huh.
Very strange. Hey,
maybe it just had to just lay the eggs or something?
I don't know. It was just a little trout. It just looked like, I don't know, it must have flipped out of the way. Maybe it was a flying trout. It flew out of the water. And got, she needed water to fly, and it couldn't get back. So I couldn't find any celebrity birthdays today, so I'm just going to mention one.
Happy birthday, Phil Collins, January 30th.
And speaking of that, that reminds me, my birthday is August 25th. No, that makes no sense. Oh, no, but I do have a friend, though.
Coincidence, mine is January 22nd.
Friend and local comedian, Bryce Jones, who I competed against in the Willamette Valley Comedy Competition. He came in sixth. I came in seventh.
Nice.
So he beat me. Anyway, Bryce Jones, happy birthday, buddy. He's 18 today. What a youngster. I can't believe it.
Wow.
He's been doing comedy at 17, and very insightful comedy. Not a lot of one-liners. Longer stories with intricate words placed cleverly together when he never uses notes, and he does these long sprawling sentences of words that you almost don't understand. But it's really good. He's pretty awesome. So happy birthday, Bryce. I know you're not listening, but I don't care. Go back to San Francisco, you little fucker. Just kidding, buddy. So yeah, happy birthday, Bryce. That's all I got for birthdays.
You want to get the softball team back together, Flames?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get the band back together, man.
That was pretty fun.
You guys used to play softball?
Yeah. Super Dave, former guest Super Dave, played
Dave
with us.
Pat.
He was wanting to know if you remembered his face that he made when he blew out his knees sliding into base. I remember one time he slid.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And... it was an epic few feet short of the bag. I don't know if that's when you blew your knee out, Dave. But Dave definitely had some hustle of the year going on.
He did.
I think those Wambacher boys have a preference for blowing knees out.
We didn't win a whole bunch of games. But
2-17.
It was really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
You know what they say?
Andy was out there. He was having fun, wasn't he?
Winning isn't everything.
Yeah. I remember we were at a practice at Millersburg Park, and I was pitching and Flames was batting, and I tossed up the softball lob, you know, and it was headed right for the top of his noggin, and he didn't even flinch, didn't even blink. Just took it right on top of the head.
Because he's retarded.
In a comical fashion.
<Just kidding. laughs>
In a comical fashion.
He's like, watch this. I'm just going to let the ball hit me in the head.
Even hitting inside the park home run.
You know,
during a game.
Have you ever got hit on top of the head when you're wearing like a baseball cap that has one of those?
Yeah, one of those little soft spot killers.
God. Or like, say you're a teenager and you're fucking around with your friends, slapping them around. They like smack you on top of the head, just like being funny.
You don't still do that with your friends?
I don't have any friends that wear baseball caps. All my caps don't have those little things because I took them all off.
They stopped making them?
No, they probably did. I don't know, but I don't know. I rarely wear baseball caps anymore. I was in a phase for many years of always wearing one, but now I just let my hair down. Let it flow freely in the wind.
I'm not a big hat wearer. If I do, I usually wear a Santa hat.
I love Santa hats.
It's fine.
I hear a bird outside. So we've had a couple days ago, there was a kangaroo hopping
kangaroo
down the road that got hit by an ice cream truck.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady was so fat, she couldn't
she just threw it in the freezer.
She couldn't even fit in the kangaroo's pouch.
That's one big lady.
She's fat, dude. I don't think she's selling much ice cream. She's just eating it all. He's eating up all of her profits. Okay, so here's the thing we do usually on every episode. It's called What's in Hans's CD Player. And we didn't mention this on Wednesday, but in case you don't know who Hans is a former guitar player for Victims of Internal Decay.
That's right.
And other bands like Angst Ridden and Resident Troll in Griefhammer right now.
Does he have a Facebook page for Resident Troll and Griefhammer?
I think he's about to. He hates Facebook. He don't have a Facebook, not even as Hans Fred Jochumsen. If you speaking of mean parents, you know, if you're going to name your kid something cool like Hans, why would you put the middle name Fred?
Well, just in case he doesn't, you know, he wouldn't want the...
Well, we know he won't go by Fred, so we'll just call him Hans, and then we can call him Hansi. I used to call him Arthur Hansarelli.
That's good.
Hansi.
Yeah.
Okay, so in Hans's CD player today, a little bit away from the norm and kind of in between the doom metal and the Bay City Rollers that he's usually listening to today in Hans's CD player is the Derek Trucks Band, which is Allman Brothers Band guitarist Derek Trucks. Solo
young,
band.
Young dude, though, isn't he?
He's probably young to me. He's probably 30. I don't know. Right. Just a kid to me in flames. But to you, you're what, a whole 5 years younger than us?
I don't know. He's just three sixes. That's my years.
666. But, it's called Songlines. So, and then he said he's winning. Just winning. It says Derek Trucks, Songlines, winning.
Winning.
So all of a sudden he's fucking Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's sticking with Arthur Hansarelli. Mm-hmm. We call him Henry Pinkler for short. Who's the oldest person? You know, the other day my oldest friend stopped by. He's only like 70, but he's oldest.
No, oh, your oldest friend. No.
That's an old joke that I used to do like in my first two stand-up performances, but I abandoned it because it got the response that it just got today. It's like, yeah, my oldest friend stopped by the other day. He's like 70. This isn't really that old, but anyway, I was just wondering personally on a level for you guys, who's the oldest person, whether it be your grandparents or who's the oldest living person that you know, that you see or talk to or butt-fuck?
Well, 70.
I'd have to say my grandparents, of course. They're in their 80s.
80s?
Yeah.
My grandma was 92? Or 90, something like that, before she passed away. Who else did I know that was old? Well, I'm not asking myself.
I used to work with a lady that was seriously still working, and I saw her on her 70th birthday last, but it's been like 6 months. So I kind of know her.
I don't think I know anybody over 90.
Other than that, I don't...
It's rare to live to like 100, and I saw this weird story. Usually if I ask you guys a random question, that's because I have something that I was going to talk about. And this
Big
is in,
bottoms.
This is in Scotland. This lady, ever since she turned 90, she's been determined to live to 100 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And that's all she would ever talk about was how she was going to be 100 years old because no one in her family had ever lived to be 100.
Uh-huh.
So she achieved her goal. She turned 100, died 10 minutes later.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Wow.
I believe you can hold on like that.
She gave up the will. Like, yeah.
I think you can really hang on. Because you often, you know, hear about, like, family members go and...
But she died at 12:10 a.m. So, like, who knows if she was born at midnight. She might have not have made it a full 100. You know what I'm saying? I don't celebrate my birthday till the time. I was born at 3:32 a.m.
You know what that's like? You know what that's like is, have you seen that movie, Mr. 3000?
Uh-uh.
With,
Kevin Spacey?
No, it's...
I haven't seen it.
Oh, man.
I don't think I've seen it either.
John Travolta?
No.
See, I haven't seen it.
It's about the guy who retires baseball player once he gets 3,000 hits, but then they realize one didn't count, and so he's got to come out of retirement like 3 years later to get his one hit.
See, you can't come out of death retirement.
You can't come out of death
retirement. And then they tell her, well, you were actually born at 6:45 a.m., so you missed it by... 6 hours and 35 minutes. Sorry. No, she probably was born at 12:01. Just be nice to her. She was old.
Yeah, that's
it's pretty cool.
Incredible what people can, you know.
But I'm pretty sure she was probably sleeping, you know. They had a big party planned for her and stuff the next day, and they had to, like, throw all the balloons back.
That would have killed her, if nothing else.
Yeah. Here, blow out these candles. There's only 100 of them. I'm 100!
I busted out the old Michael Jackson saw him at the store, boys, pants off, half off joke today, and somebody looked at me like it was too soon.
Yeah. Are you sure they didn't look at you like the joke was too old?
maybe it was.
Because that was from way before he was dead.
Well, it was way before he was born that joke came out.
Oh, yeah. You know why Michael Jackson likes to shop at Kmart? Little boy's pants are half off.
No.
You hadn't heard that one, Flash?
I haven't heard that one.
But at Neverland Ranch, they're always off.
Oh. 100% off. 100% off all little boys' pants.
Did you listen to Stryper when you were younger, Flames?
I have to say, yeah.
Yellow
and Black Attack, yeah.
What was that experience like?
I was just getting into heavy metal. Uh-huh. And,
what were some of the other first heavy metal listenings to you had going zons
at the same time
as a Stryper?
Well, when you were first getting into metal, what were
Metallica?
You? Uh-huh. Which one?
Master of Puppets.
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
Right.
I didn't get into Slayer till later. Judas Priest.
Mm-hmm. Was that around? What was their big album? Taking It From Behind, wasn't that the big Judas Priest album?
No, Point of Entry.
Oh, no, okay.
That's really close. Taking It From Behind, Ram It Up, or Ram It Down, Love Sucks.
Well, that's how obvious the titles seem like now, though.
What was that one album?
To it.
I'm Your Turbo Rubber. Turbo Rubber. Like there's
Ronnie
no
James
upper.
Dio.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And of course.
Yeah.
Can't forget Motorhead.
Really? A big Motorhead fan, huh?
Not a big one.
But they're an influence, huh?
Yeah. I've seen them live. They're nice. They were awesome.
So I saw, we talked about it, I think, or maybe we didn't. I forgot to talk about it on Wednesday.
Let's talk about it now.
I went to see...
Let's get intimate about this subject.
Okay, we've talked about the Bowel Movements podcast and Danny and the Secretions being on tour. Well, I checked out their show, and I forgot to talk about it Wednesday, forgot to talk about it Friday. Thursday night, last Thursday, I went to a house show at Lazarus Pit. Yeah, and Secretions played, and they were pretty badass. They were kind of singy, pop punk. Mm-hmm. They had a really upbeat punk song about wrestling and punk called La Lucha Libre something, which is, I don't even know, but it was awesome. And I got to introduce the band, and I used their introduction from their podcast, because their podcast is coming to you live from a room in a house, and this band was playing in a room in a house. So I did that, and then I bought a Secretion shirt, and then they got done, and they were like, all right, we're done, and then everyone's like, or like one dude was like, one more. And they're like, all right, there's a lot of metalheads here.
Uno mas.
Not a lot of punkers, but this is a band that kind of crossed over punk and metal. And they whipped out Ace of Spades by Motorhead. And they rocked it. They rocked it. It was awesome. It was a great, great sounding band in a living room of a house right down in the Whitaker District on 3rd and Adams. It's a great place. Go down to the Lazarus Pit and check it out.
Don't forget the Joker.
What about him? He kills people in movie theaters. Forget him. And that's not a joke, so it's not too soon.
Wait.
It's serious, man.
It is serious.
Don't go see comic book movies. It's dangerous for
When is
health.
My favorite comic book hero going to get his own movie?
Who, Scooby-Doo?
Sad Sack.
Sad Sack.
Sad Sack was a great comic book hero.
So was Lil Abner.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite comic? What do you have for comic books growing up, Flames?
Wasn't much of a comic book guy, but Archie.
Yeah, Archie. I read some Archie.
I had a lot of Archie, the ones that had puzzles in them and they had stories you could read. And what about Dennis the Menace? Do you have any Dennis the Menace books?
No.
I had a ton of those.
A few.
A ton of Charlie Brown.
I had some Garfield.
Maybe a Batman here and there, a Spider-Man one or something, but I wasn't really into that.
You didn't collect series of comic books?
No. I like things that I could tear apart when I was younger.
Yeah, you remember the first record you bought?
Wow. With your own money.
Wow. I would have to say, oh, geez.
Wow. Who did
Kiss
that?
Kiss Detroit Rock City.
Destroyer.
Destroyer, yeah.
Nice. So were you with them, too, when they took their makeup off?
No.
Where are you with them today with their new song, Hell or Hallelujah?
When they got their makeup on, their Kiss, I'll give them credit for that. But I didn't care too much for their style when they went makeupless.
So have you heard the new song, Hell or Hallelujah?
I haven't.
I'll play a little clip real quick here. That's not the hell part. That's just the hallelujah part.
That sounded just like Paul Stanley. I knew it was, you can't not know Paul Stanley's vocals when you hear it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
That was it. I think Gene Simmons was doing some background vocals there. Maybe former black and blue guitarist, the new Ace Frehley, Tommy Thayer. So here's a question for you.
All right.
For Flames, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Stardate log 877-6542. Okay. Star Trek or Star Wars? And you said Star Wars. Okay.
I
picked the wrong sound bit on that one, Dan. What was your favorite Star Wars movie? The first one? Empire Strikes Back.
I'd have to say the first one, just because of what it was.
I saw that at the Venetian Theater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's where I seen it.
I think I fell asleep a little bit in the middle because I was...
What time did you go and see it?
It was a matinee for me.
No, it was evening.
Oh, you guys, probably.
I was poor, so I went to the matinee. No, we lived out of town. We lived in the boonies.
Do you ever go to the picks?
Yes. As a matter of fact, my parents used to take me sometimes to see a movie at the Venetian, and then we'd walk around the corner and go to a movie at the Pix.
Both of these are legendary downtown theaters in historic downtown Albany.
That's for you international listeners. That's correct. As a matter of fact, I remember one night in particular that sticks out of my brain. I think I was like 7 or 8, and my parents took me to see this heartfelt story about a skier. It's called The Other Side of the Mountain, and she crashed and broke all of her bones.
Rolled over the top to the other
side. And then she like rehabilitated and came back and became a professional skier again. True story. Can't remember who it's about. So then that's a cool show. Then we walk around the corner and we go to the picks. What's playing? Tommy by The Who.
Ooh, nice.
And that was like a replay because it was from years earlier and they used to play cool movies there. And I just remember that scene where Anne Margaret is in front of the TV and it's shooting all those baked beans out at her. And she's just like scantily clad Anne Margaret, all covered in beans and bean sauce. And I was a little kid. And then Tina Turner freaking dancing her ass off with her big old black boobies shaking around. I'm like 7 going, whoa.
You know Tina Turner, she's got legs.
Yeah, just ask ZZ Topless.
I know. Dude, she's still got some nice legs, man.
I wanna see a ZZ Top cover band that's all girls and they're called ZZ Topless.
They don't
wear shirts, but they have beards that are long enough to cover their breasts.
Yeah, that's what
except for the drummer. She's always got her tits out. ZZ Topless.
That's funny.
That's like Will Woodruff said he wanted to see a gay ZZ Top band called ZZ Bottom.
Yeah.
ZZ.
All right. So we checked out chess boxing.
It's a real thing.
About chess boxing.
You heard of chess boxing, Flames? You into the Olympics?
I haven't.
I don't know if it's been the Olympics.
They've
had international competitions.
Fucking hate the Olympics. I hate sports. Just listen to the end of this episode and you'll find out why.
Why?
Maybe not why, but at least it'll be reinforced that I don't like them. And I think all the fuss that they make and the coolest events in the Olympics, they don't even show because we're not good at them. Like badminton.
Or
why do they got badminton?
Javelin.
Or chess boxing.
Badminton is badass. That's why they call it badminton.
So chess...
Badass mitten. It's shortened.
Chess boxing is a mix between two things, chess and boxing. So what you do is you box around, beat the shit out of each other, and then you stop, and then you play a game of chess.
Yeah. You get four rounds of chess followed by 3 minutes of...
Oh, it's not back and forth?
Yeah, you get 4 minutes of chess followed by three minutes of boxing followed by 4 minutes of chess.
Oh, minutes.
It's 11
okay.
rounds.
Wow. So it's a battle of wits.
You have to be like a class A chess player, too. You can't just be like
Yeah, because if you're getting smacked in the head 10, 15 times, it's probably going to be harder to think of what my next move is.
That's what I thought, too, was like, it's weird that a game of perfect knowledge as chess is to where you could, you know, there's no luck involved. You could play a perfect game of chess, and then you're also... beating the hell out of your own brain.
Yeah. So I think that that's ridiculous. I thought that it was probably something from ancient times, but it's just from 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. It originated in Berlin. It's chess boxing.
They also have breast boxing where ladies hit each other in the tits until one gives up.
And that, my sir, is fake.
No, that's real.
I found out.
Is it?
It's fake.
Oh.
I think you're making stuff up now.
No. I looked it up. And I heard something about some chick got disqualified from boxing because she got breast implants. I didn't know if that'd be fair.
Oh, because it really counteracts the punches. It bounces them back.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't take quite the blow.
Yeah.
Hey, or would you?
Hi-o! So before we get to plugs, I got one more little story that's kind of related to... I ain't plugging Dan Kral because he won't shut up about the Icy Hot Challenge.
Come on, Dan.
But speaking of Dan Kral, I will give him a quick shout-out for the Corvallis Pedicab. Get a ride with him. It's free, and you can tip or you don't have to, but you probably will.
I suggest if you get a ride with him, you tip him a jar of Icy Hot.
Yeah.
And tell him you know what to do with this.
Or maybe you could tip him a pedicure coupon or something. But in New York, just like 2 days ago, some customers of a New York pedicab allege that the driver is tricking patrons into paying hundreds of dollars for rides. Check this out, Dan.
That ain't cool.
No, it's cool. Dan's going to start doing this in Corvallis. Okay, this lady from Texas said she and her husband took their two children for a ride in this dude's pedicab, and the driver promised it was $1 per block, but revealed at the end of the ride that he does charge a minimum $100 per person, and it is hidden in small print on his rate card.
Well, so as long as you're going 100 blocks.
Yeah, but no, that would be an extra $100 for the 100. It's $100 per person.
Flat fee and then $1 a block.
So her total was $406 plus $36.54 in taxes. And
so, wait a minute. She had to ride 300 blocks then, right?
No, they took... No.
Oh, there's more than one.
They didn't even go very far, and he charged her $400. And then some people from Maryland took their kids, and he charged them $316 plus $28.52 in taxes, and an $86.35 tip. The dude was angry, and they're trying to get this guy to not be able to do that stuff.
So they're coming down. Pedicab law is coming.
Yeah, and now they're trying to get him with just anything they can get him with, so they're trying to get him in trouble for taking four people in his cab when there's only three allowed safely.
Ooh.
Yep. So, Dan, take notice.
I know.
Small print, buddy. That's where the money is, small print. $100 per person.
I've seen Dan riding around town with 12 people in his pedicab.
Yeah, all jacking off with Icy Hot.
And people swear down the sidewalk.
That must have been in Corvallis.
Them.
Yeah, you know
they
it.
They swear it's raining.
They don't call it Corn Valley for nothing. So, yeah, maybe, you know, we're not trying to be mean. We're trying to be funny, and we are. But we will drop it if you drop it.
Yeah.
We won't make jokes about your pedicab. But, hey, any advertisement is good advertisement, right?
Yeah.
Right. Wrong.
I still got one more question for you. Well, I got... Well,
you got as many questions as you want.
I got two more questions for you. Mr. Zach M. submitted a question.
Who's Zach M.?
Zach M. You know Zach M.?
I do know Zach
M. Okay, he says, how long did it take you to fully recover when you decided to lose the mullet, and do you still suffer bouts of anguish and regret?
No. It was time.
I had a mullet back in the day.
It was time.
Bouts of anger and regret.
I did.
It was making me look old.
Wasn't there a question from his other brother?
Yeah, should I ask that one?
I think you should.
All right, there was another one from a Jake Q.
Uh-oh.
Do we know who Jake Q is?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
He wanted me to ask why you like penis so much.
Now who's your favorite brother?
Oh, that sounds like Jake.
Oh, yeah. And Adam was very similar, wanting me to ask you if you had ever touched a penis before, and he was sure you would say yes.
Well, yeah, I touch mine all the time.
He might have slipped in another man's in there, though. Okay.
No.
But anyway, and then my final question for you is, yeah?
Meow.
Ah, that's somehow I knew. It's like Hootenanny is the answer to Hootenanny, and meow is the answer to meow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to this a little late, but we don't care. We could go 800 minutes per episode if we want.
Sure.
Like I said earlier, I put it out on my personal Facebook that I share with my wife because I thought more people see that because I've got, like, not tooting anybody's horn, but
I got
750 friends, and most of them I know. And I know a lot more people look at that than people that look at the Tagcast, so I put it on this page.
How many of those friends do you play games with?
None. I delete them.
Oh.
No. We'll get to that later. But I did put a little shout-out saying, hey, Tagcast listeners, who's got some topics or questions? Mere observations. Let your voices be heard. So our friend, my friend, Bobby Jordan from Vowel Movement said, what would you... I'm assuming me, maybe both of us, ultimately like to become, what would you like to see become of your comedy? Bobby, that's a great question. One thing I'd like to see it become is available to a crowd in Sacramento, because you're going to hook me up with a gig down there. Where's my pipe? I've applied to some, they're not agencies, but they are... places that set you up. I guess they're kind of agencies. It's not a personal agent, but I'm getting some headshots done, and I'm getting a bio drawn up, and I'm getting a professional package. You have to have a certain amount of resolution on your pictures. It has to be whatever. And they set you up with gigs like 3 and 4 day runs called, this one place is called Tribble Run, and it's ran by a guy named Stephen Tribble. And he sets up for like Montana, Idaho shows where you'll play Montana and Idaho and maybe Pendleton or something like that. And, you know, you get paid for it, and you get a place to stay, and, you know, you get a motel and money and probably dinner or whatever. So that's what I would like to do little by little. I know it's going to take me forever if it ever happens. I plugged away with bands, still plugging away with bands for 20-some years now. And
I like what we're doing now here.
Yeah.
And other opportunities open up.
I think
this will
open up opportunities because people in different countries and whatnot know who we are. And
over 24 different countries we're heard in.
Yeah.
Now, including Bulgaria and...
Bangladesh is not a country, is it? Or is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
I think
cool.
So.
Australia.
I don't know. Let's hear from our Bangladesh one download.
Yeah. I don't know how they talk over there. But I would like to see my comedy gradually. It could blow up. I would be pleased with that. If all of a sudden I like joined a comedy contest and got first place and got to get gigs at Helium, or...
You would buy some cows and tattoo them.
I would love that, because I would buy cows and tattoo them, exactly. But that's my main goal for comedy, is to get cows and tattoo them. I'm going to tattoo them with tiger stripes on them after I shave them.
Sounds
just like my cat.
Idea.
But no, I would love to go around the world and tell my stories to people, and maybe have my own Comedy Central Presents, who knows, a HBO special. But that's all like California dreaming on such a winter's day. What would you like to see happen? You don't do much comedy, but I'm trying to get you into
it. No, I like what we're doing here, I said, and that will open up other opportunities.
Yeah, because podcasting is still, we're still on the ground floor, I believe. Yeah. I mean, I almost thought that we were kind of bandwagon jumping at the beginning when we first started, but as I've been looking into it, as far as what the media represents on the internet, it's still ground floor, and if you get in on it now... So, hey, anybody who's interested and you'd like to...
Oh, we've been talking about it for at least a couple of years, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And just like we talked about doing stand-up and kind of finally started doing it a little bit. Now, your girlfriend just... I guess this must be a topic.
All right.
Foot fetishes. LOL.
Foot fetishes?
Laughing out loud.
Laughing out loud.
Foot fetishes!
I don't know. I don't know anything about any foot fetish.
Well,
does she want to smell my feet? Is that what she's asking?
She didn't ask about feet fetishes, so just back off.
Oh.
Foot fetishes. I think it was directed to me.
Oh. <Just kidding. laughs> Well, maybe it was.
Well, I don't know much about foot fetishes because,
either, except for Peggy Hill, she was in those videos.
Girls usually, unless they're a hippie, keep their feet pretty clean, you know? Most girls shower every day. They keep their feet clean. Mm-hmm. They like to keep their toenails painted. They get pedicures, so... I could imagine where a guy, toes are weird shaped kind of and weird looking, but some guys like to lick them.
Yeah, I'm not huge on feet.
Jack Black doesn't mind sucking on toes.
Yeah, he doesn't.
And where are you going to find a boyfriend who sucks toes?
But I don't, I'm not disgusted by feet, but I don't have a fascination with feet.
No, and it's kind of confusing to me, and I don't think that it's really a girl's game. Fetish is a man's game.
Yeah.
Because what woman is going to want to be around a guy's foot? Dude, guy's foot stink. Feet.
Yeah.
My foot stinks. I wash it, but it gets sweaty. Uh-huh.
What do you think, Flames?
You got stinky foot?
Where do you come out on feet?
Stink foot.
My feet are always full of dust from work.
Mm-hmm. But do you find feet attractive?
Women's feet. Like in a nice pair of high heels.
Is that ever like, man, you got some damn nice feet?
I'm not usually looking down there. I'm usually looking.
Like with some female jacket. Oh, he's more of a...
Yeah, you're not looking at feet and going,
He's a breast man.
All right.
Hey.
All right.
He was my breast man at my wedding. So no foot fetishes here, but I can understand him, I guess. Wonder why they don't...
I mean,
it's another one of those things why I don't understand, like, the term running around barefoot.
Yeah,
I'm about the only one.
She doesn't like to wear shoes or socks.
I'm one of the only people who runs around barefoot. Uh-huh. Everyone else runs around bare feet. And when you're barefooting, your bare feet, foot fetish should be a feet fetish unless you only like one.
That is true.
I love my wife's
left foot. What if you like
foot.
To... You think slugs? What if you got like a tub of slugs and you started putting
Lucky
your feet in there?
Tub of slugs.
And you just put your feet in slugs and let them sit in there like a slug massage.
That would be humid.
Would you get one of those, Flames?
No.
When you play, when you go and you're getting ready to, and you got a show some night, and you're all getting ready and, you got your sticks in your hand and you're about to go on stage and stuff, do you ever have problems with your wrists or anything? Would you ever consider acupuncture right before a show?
Oh, yeah.
On your wrists?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If I ever had it done, I'm sure. I mean, it's...
Well,
I like acupuncture.
Kim, my gal, offered it to Jake before our show, but she didn't get a chance to because she was delivering a baby. But,
did that thing come out?
Yeah.
And then she made it to the show still?
Yeah, she made it to the show. Strange Dichotomy was about halfway through.
God, that was a quick plop.
Yeah.
Just popped right out there.
Yeah. Wow.
She must have yanked it out with forceps.
I think it was just being born as she opened up the door.
Wow. Wowie wow.
Crazy. That was good timing.
Perfect. All right, well, I guess we'll get to some plugs. There's a couple I missed on Wednesday, August 16th, 17th, 18th. Metal comedian Brian Posehn will be at Helium Comedy Club in Portland.
That's right.
So that'll be a fun show. If I
He's
can afford
metal
him.
By numbers. Oh, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Cookie Monster vocals.
And yes, indeedy. Hey, I just noticed Kevin Nealon from Saturday Night Live will be at Helium the same night I'm doing comedy at Ash Street Saloon. Maybe he'll come down and do an open micer.
Maybe he will.
I doubt it. Maybe I'll go there first and watch him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a double plug.
Kick him in the nuts if you see him.
Kevin Nealon. Fuck you, Kevin Nealon.
Yeah, don't tell me what to do, Mr. Subliminal.
Ike Turner. Okay, yeah, that's September 9th, and I'll also be there, not there at Helium, but I'll be in Portland at the Ash Street Saloon doing, I can't remember what it's called yet, but it has a name to this comedy show, and it focuses on nastiness and dirty, filthy stories, and it says, if you're easily offended, don't come to this show, but send your friends.
That offends me that they think I'd be offended.
And there's going to be some handicapped, disabled people such as myself and my friend Patrick Perkins, who's missing a vertebrae, and Lonnie Brune, who has MS or one of those weird diseases, and I think Jesse Priest, who's legally blind without his glasses.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be there as well. I don't think he's going to be there. He'll be there next month, maybe. I don't know. I'm talking shit now, and we didn't even do that this episode, so I'll flush that one. Verminfest is tomorrow night. 8 bands for $10 or $5 and 3 cans of food. Riverside Community Center starts at 2:30. It's going to be an awesome show with We Have Guns, Wolf Pussy. Oh, wait, Wolf Pussy canceled. That's right. Update your shit, Terry.
Okay, I will.
Updated. We Have Guns, 30-pound test, bikini, prepare for... God, update your shit. They're not playing either. It's In Her Memory, Liquid, Audiophobia, and Jeremy Rowe's new band, Bury the Goat. So check those guys out.
What's the goat's name?
His name's Barry.
Oh, it's Burry.
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 Burry that goat.
Hell yes.
And then September 8th, if you're not at Kevin Nealon, come down to the Dixie and watch Sons of Confusion with Black Hair and Glad Hander and Awake from Portland. That's a free show. It's going to be a good one. The Saturday after that, September 15th, the Comedy Showcase, number 3. At the Dixie Creek Saloon with Chris Castle's Mac and Chase. We were wondering, Mac, if your middle name starts with an N, because then you'd be Mac and Chase. Who else? We got Jesse Priest, Andy Bradwin, myself, and Dustin will be hosting. Come down to that free comedy show. It's going to be funny.
It is going to be fun.
And then backing up a bit to August 20th. This is a Monday, but it's a big-time thing. It's like a dude who has a Comedy Central Presents, and he's won an episode of Workaholics, which is a comedy series. I'm sure you guys all know what that is. He's going to be at the Barcade, I like to call it. It's a bar with video games. It's called
Levelcade.
It's called Level Up in Eugene.
What's the cadence like there?
It's pretty steady. It's like a nice march, but it's going to be Kyle Kinane, Brian Cook, and Ian Carmel.
Oh yeah,
they're doing a full U.S. tour. That's not too shabby for comedy. You know, doing a full U.S. tour.
Comedy.
Pretty stoked about that.
Comedy.
So that's called the Great Mistakes Tour. So it's $10. They're thinking it's going to sell out, but I don't know how that place could sell out because there's lots of standing room, but I don't know what the maximum capacity is. But that's 21 and over. You can play video games and watch your favorite comedians.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah, Seth Milstein will be hosting that up. I think that's all I got, except for October 27th at the Black Forest, newly renamed by Jared Johnson, the Blackout Forest, because he likes to black out when he's there.
He likes to black out and pet that fish.
You got any shows coming up, Flames?
Just Psycho Stock that I'm aware of. That we're playing
tomorrow
Dixie.
Night.
Dicks.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Psycho Stock tomorrow night.
So no, go to that on Saturday in Sweet Home, and then come to the Riverside Grange Hall, or just pick your poison. Choose your poison.
Just get out and support one of these shows at least.
Do something or go to the green room if you're not.
Go to hell.
If you're not in any of those places, say you're in Eugene. If you're in Eugene, go to the green room and watch some comedy with Chris Castles and those guys.
And everybody go and like the page, support underground music, or you blow. Because you don't blow, you support underground music. So
that's right. And also check out the Willamette Valley music calendar. Where's that at?
WVMP.com. .org.
Oh, shit, it's an organization.
WVMP.org.
Are we an organization now?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And don't forget, fuck off!
Is that what you want everybody to do?
I want everybody to call Pat.
Yeah, he might answer his phone if it wasn't us calling.
I know.
I don't know, though, but he never answers, so we don't
Flames,
even...
Flames, do you have a phone? Do you got Pat's number?
We don't even call him on...
I don't have Pat's number.
We don't even call him on Friday, so fuck him.
I know.
But hey, we'd
but
like
what if
to...
Flames called him and he answered for Flames?
I would be so mad. I would unfriend...
Like on the first ring.
I would unfriend him on, or his wife on my Facebook, because he doesn't have one.
He wouldn't recognize my number anyway. He would like, who's this?
Oh, that'd be even worse.
Yeah, and he'd answer it. Oh. Ah, who's this? But anyway, yeah, have a good weekend, all you taggots, or tag cats, or whatever you want to be called. I thought we could give several monikers as not to offend anybody, so maybe at the beginning of that episode we'll say, hey, what's up, taggots, tag casters, tag-a-rooney masters, tag-ass masterfackers.
Maroney on them.
Yeah, we'll go Marone on them. Mark Maron. Say, what's up, tag-aholics, tag-ahonians, tag-a-heliciousnesses. Anyway.
Jim Jams.
We've had enough
Let's
fun.
Let's just call our fans Jam Jams.
Canadian Jam Jams. Only the people from Canada are the Jam Jams.
Yeah, well, our Canadian... fan base will be the Jam Jams.
Adrian, Kevin, Bacon, Jam Jam, Colin Farrell. All right, thanks for being here, Flames.
Yeah.
God damn it, I fucked that up again.
You can stop by on Monday if you'd like.
What's Monday?
A bonusode.
Oh, that's right. Did we ever decide what we're going to do this Monday?
Yeah, it's a secret.
Can't tell?
Can't tell.
Well, that's just
then
all
I have
the
to go out and find all our listeners and kill them. I don't want to do that.
Dude, we could get away with that.
But we don't have any listeners.
I've been watching Investigation Discovery. Investigate.
Investigate this.
It shows you how to kill people. It's awesome. All right, thanks for listening, you guys. Have a good Friday.
Yep.
We've yammered on enough.
Yeah.
So
go not watch some Olympics.
Fuck the Olympics.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
Rock on.
Fuck the Olympics and metal. No, don't fuck metal. Fuck the Olympics and metal. Peace out. Say goodbye, Flames.
Goodbye, Flames. Tagcastpodcast.com.
Wait, let me... Snap, stroke, Mach a speech. Who so far? Ew. Her cuff is sweet. My father. Yes, we won. Who does this number of stroke? See who is.